Hello everybody and welcome to The Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward and today we're bringing you the story of Wow House. Now Wow House is a show house that's built as a pop-up at the Design Centre in Chelsea Harbour every year, and for the 2025 iteration it's got quite a lot of technology in there, and I think it's definitely worth bringing to the attention of our audience and something that a number of our listeners are already involved with. First, we hear from Alex Dawley of Alex Dawley Design, Durgesh Sin of Nucleus AV, and Abby Fox of LC AV on location in Chelsea. Then we catch up with Clémence Pirejean and James Lees of Pirejean Lees. All share stories of their involvement in Wow House and their thinking on the interface between technology and interior design.
Alex, can you tell me who you are and the role of technology in the design vision?
Yeah, I mean, interior design is all about a sensory experience, and obviously sound is a huge part of that, as is lighting, scent and everything. So working with Nucleus AV on the technology, you know, we've integrated an insanely intricate technical system of speakers and subwoofers and Lutron systems and, you know, Dolby Atmos. But the beautiful thing is that the interior design intent has not been lost to accommodate the technology and vice versa. You know, so you have a really beautiful system in terms of the AV, but you also have that wrapped in a really wonderful aesthetic that doesn't feel that it's tech heavy. Everything's been hidden beautifully and seamlessly within the space.
And that's important to you as a designer, that it is integrated beautifully, but also that it does give that great experience.
Yeah, it has to. You know, the two, you know, need to sit side by side and be complementary to one another. And it's been really wonderful to collaborate with the team at Nucleus because they understand that as well. You know, they want to ensure that the client has the finish that they want. You know, some clients do actually want to see, you know, the workings and things. But here, you know, for this particular client, and in this case, it was me, very indulgently, you know, I didn't want to see it, but I absolutely wanted to have that clarity of sound. I was asked to take part in July of last year. I'm a very organized person. I hate to leave things to the last minute anyway. So, you know, I had that room designed by September, and then I was able to assemble what can only be described as the best team of collaborators. Everybody has been utterly amazing. And we had that run up, you know, to allow us to make everything custom, to build our room off-site, which was important because of the intricacies of the interior architecture, the technology. We needed to make sure that everything would fit, everything would work. And it also gave us the opportunity then to tweak anything if things were slightly not as we wanted them, or the wrong size or shape or whatever. We were then able to be confident that when we broke that room down, that it would be, you know, break it down and then rebuild on site. And then we fitted all of the interior finishes on site, which was challenging.
What you're describing is actually quite a beautiful collaboration. Do you think that's always the same when you're on site with tech companies like Nucleus?
No. I think Durgesh and his team they're one in a million, and it isn't always like that. But what I would say is that this particular project is testament to the fact that you have to have great relationships with people. You have to work with like-minded people that are equally as ambitious. They have the attention to detail. They are, you know, really single-minded in the fact that something's just got to get done. And, you know, there's no point in being stressed or flying off the handle or losing tempers. You know, we had a job to do. And we was never in doubt that we were going to get it done. And I think that that's really the beauty of this project. It's a beautiful space. It was always going to be a beautiful space. But the way in which we've all, you know, reached that is the thing that I'm really proud of.
And what do you hope to get out of this project? What's your goal with participating in Wow House?
I think Wow House, because it doesn't have the constraints of a sort of a normal project, it allows myself as a creative to really lean into that creativity and show people what I can do as a designer, what my ambition is as a designer, but also to have fostered those relationships with all of my collaborators. So now, you know, moving forward in my projects, you know, I know who to go to for AV. I know who to go to for my joinery and, you know, for all of those things, because I've now have a wonderful relationship with everyone that's worked on it. And, you know, the hope is that, you know, they all feel the same.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Alex.
So Durgesh.
Hi.
What's the experience been like for you? Because it's more than just Alex's room that we just heard about. It's kind of morphed into multiple things, this. So tell us all about your involvement.
It has. We were approached to sponsor the media room, first media room that Wow House has had. So we had to think about it and we were very interested in doing it, but we didn't want to make it smoke and mirrors. We wanted to deliver it as we would deliver it for a project. So they gave us permission to do that. And that at points in the day, at 5 o'clock each day, we can wrap up the volume to full reference. And it's been interesting because during that phase, a lot of people found out that we were doing the media room and they approached us for help with their room. So an example was Stefan Tolgaard. They did the study and Stefan's vision for the study was functional beauty. So there we decided to put, instead of putting things hidden, we used Bang & Olufsen to show everything on display. But it's functional and it's beautiful. There's speakers, but they're beautiful. There's TV, but it's beautiful. And that goes with the aesthetic of his room. And he was next to us, so we decided that instead of him using his own lighting control system, he was looking at Lutron RA 3. We thought, well, why not just give him an Elise keypad and bring him into our homeworks panel? While discussing that, we were at Lutron, and they said, oh, well, 1508 are doing a bathroom, so maybe they would need your help. They were looking at the plans. There was a room between us, one room between us, so that seemed possible. And it's quite a logistical nightmare because you're not just working within designers, but there's a main contractor that works for the design center, Stabilo. So you have to make sure that the cable runs are coordinated by them because they take ultimate responsibility, obviously, for health and safety. But we managed to do a DALI connection to there and control those fittings and an Elise keypad. And then I suppose the most challenging one at distance was the garden. Randall Sidney designed a beautiful garden with a concept of we put 8.1 Paradigm Oasis speaker system and three Sony 85-inch TVs on their side and put content on those. And that was 100 meters away from our room. So we have two fiber optic links and a DALI link going there all the way the length, pretty much the length of Wow House. So that was quite a challenge. And all four of these rooms are now consolidated in Crestron Home as one interface. So we've done what we would do in a room, but we've also done what we do in a home, which is take multiple areas and cohesively join them together in a control system. So it's amazing that we've got that here.
I mean, it is. It's a proper integrated home that you've done.
Yeah.
With 5 days on site
to
do it all. Months in the planning, I'm sure, but the stress levels must have been pretty intense, weren't they?
The stress levels were very high. I felt extremely proud of my team. They worked tirelessly every night till 3 a.m. And at no point, as Alex was saying, at no point was anyone thinking we're not getting this done. We were just ready to work and make sure it happened. And it was more, to be honest, was the sort of doing the fabric stretching and things like that. It wasn't the technology because we de-risked that offsite. We built it offsite. We programmed it and that was ready. It was really doing the finishes, which you couldn't do anywhere else. But we did do as much offsite as possible. Speaker boxes, looking how the floor, how big the floor was, where the subwoofer would go. We've got a picture lift there with a bar behind it. So all these kind of things were sized correctly. But then the finishes, the luxury finishes had to come in at the last moment. But we got it across the line and we're all very proud of it.
$6 million question then. Mm. Is it going to be worth it?
We're day two. I've already run out of business cards. I think it's extremely powerful to be here and have a complete running, like endless run of interior designers walking through and having the time to actually physically show them, not in pictures, but physically show them what lengths you can go to and what clever things you can do to conceal technology, but not compromise on it. We've got a non-compromised technological solution and we've got a non-compromised aesthetic solution in the room. Alex designed this room 4 months before we were the sponsor and we haven't changed a sketch. We've implemented full Dolby Atmos 5.1.2 with a 77-inch TV, and it looks like her original sketch.
So let's just talk quickly about the audience then. So you get interior designers coming through here. You also get high net worth individuals because it's the design centre at Chelsea. How valuable is it to make those connections?
No, I mean, that's our way to get business, right? That's the only way. At the moment, we've grown by a referral and doing a good job. You can advertise, but how do you get a target market? How do you narrow it down to really what your clientele is? this show already is at such a high level, the only people coming through it are people that understand finishes or are high net worth individuals or interior designers that work for high net worth individuals that would want the sort of services that Nucleus offer. So it's extremely powerful.
Excellent. And so moving forwards, are you already thinking about how you can capitalize on that as a business?
I think just following up with everyone that we meet, getting in touch with them afterwards and seeing if there's any projects that we can help them with. It might not happen right away, but hopefully we make some connections and we can do things with them in the future. Working with Alex, working with the rest of the team, St. James Interiors, Russell Hughes, the contractor who built the room, we formed such strong bonds with all of them that even if nothing was come of it, we formed such strong bonds with such a lovely group of people. It's been a great journey.
Abby, designers and architects, it's a big part of your business, isn't it? That's who you want to be working with.
Exactly. And this was such a brilliant opportunity to be able to work with an interior designer on something that's so personal to them and help educate and help showcase what we can do with their own designs. So often, you work very closely on projects, obviously, with interior designers, but they don't always get to see that kind of final result. They don't get to go back to a client's home when they're living there and everything's, all the scene setting's been done. We don't get the opportunity to really show them how we've set things up. So it was a really nice opportunity to be able to work hand in hand with an interior designer and do that and have it set up exactly how they wanted the room to look.
And ultimately, the relationship between technology integrators and interior designers is about collaboration, isn't it?
It is, exactly. And I think what's so nice about Wow House this year and seeing so many of the rooms is that many of those rooms have got technology in them. And I think interior designers are far more aware of how we can help get involved and enhance what they do and not detract. I think for so long, interior designers have kind of tried to keep us at arm's length and they've not wanted technology because they think there's a compromise there. But now they're seeing actually the benefit of using it and collaborating to enhance what they do and what that can achieve. And it's brilliant that you've been able to show that, Durgesh, in your room. We've been able to showcase it in the dining room. And I think it's the education and awareness is constantly growing.
Well, I think particularly what I noticed walking through was how every room seems to have something going on with lighting. Every room seems to have something going on with music. It feels like there's a real sensory experience as well as what you can see and what you can touch and feel with the fabrics and stuff.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's looking at that overall experience, isn't it? And how you feel in a room, not just how it looks. And that's what I've loved about seeing all of those rooms today. And I've stood in the dining room and I've seen people walking in and out, and it's been really nice to hear. I've had a handful of people walk in and say, wow, what a difference lighting makes when they've come in. And it's that kind of glow and that feeling cocoons you in the room. That's the feeling we wanted to evoke. So it's brilliant to see people recognising that.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Abby. And Durgesh, just on that, how do you feel about the importance of lighting and music and other technologies that you've been displaying? What do you think that gets across to other interior designers and consumers?
No, it's the messaging for how important this is. And if you want their designs to come to life, these are all complementary things. We've actually in our room with that was designed, light design was done by John Cullen. We actually, at our first meeting, they've got a demonstration called the Pod. And I was speaking to Luke there and said, let's bring some of this into our room. So we've actually created a bad lighting scene, which is 6 spotlights from Screwfix just firing down. And it makes our room look horrendous. But we show people that it's not just the decoration in the room. There's lots of layers of technology that require it to make it aesthetically pleasing. And it requires good lighting design and then good lighting control, because you can have a good lighting design, but without a control over the levels of each fixture, you don't accomplish what the lighting designer had in mind.
Well, I think you've done a fantastic job. So Durgesh, thank you.
Thank you.
Abby, thank you.
Welcome to DBM, the premium AV distributor delivering unparalleled video and audio solutions for your clients. Discover what Bespoke Home Cinemas said after recently partnering with us on a groundbreaking project.
Bespoke Home Cinemas' state-of-the-art demonstration space features products from the DBM portfolio, including Meridian and Trinov. Meridian has always been a brand we've followed and admired. We were provided with several in-depth demonstrations at their UK showroom and a factory tour, which turned our heads. The dedicated team looked after us from early design discussions to selecting the right products to demonstrate, making us feel that we were in good hands. It was without question that Meridian was going to be our top choice for our showroom.
Simplify your projects and elevate your AV integration with DBM today. From premium solutions to stress-free planning, we're here to redefine your audiovisual experience.
I'm now joined by two designers from Pierre-Jean-Lise, who are also involved at Wow House. So James and Clémence, would you please introduce yourself and Pierre-Jean-Lise?
Hi, I'm Clémence Pierre-Jean.
I am James Lise, and we are the co-founders of Pierre-Jean-Lise.
And you have got a room at Wow House that's called the Library. It's very exciting. I've been there and visited it. It's wonderful, and I urge anybody listening to this to go down there and check it out. How would you describe what you've done?
Thank you very much. The library that we did for our sponsor, Didar, the narrative of it stems from the expectation that a library is usually quiet. We wanted to play with sound and to take a different perspective on a library, create something quite unconventional. And immediately we looked at the art of sound, which is music, and how currently in the world that we live in, controlling the sound and silence can also be a luxury. So it very quickly became oriented towards music. Yeah. And we wanted to emphasize how sound can really shape one's experience of an interior. It can make it really unpleasant in some circumstances, but also we can use it as a tool to almost guide people through our spaces and really shape how they perceive the spaces and their experience in them.
That's really interesting that music is so important to that space.
I think acoustics for us, we've done quite a few music venues, and acoustics for me, I'm a bit of an acoustic geek really. But, you know, when we design spaces, we work with a very heavy narrative, and that builds the background, the storytelling of a space. But beyond that, music is always there when we're designing, and an understanding of the use of sound. So when we're looking at materials and structures and shapes of rooms, especially, this is always in the back of our minds of how we absorb sound, reduce bounce, you know, direct sound in specific areas. So you can get a really beautiful acoustic background to a space. It's quite a tricky technique. We've been doing it quite a while now. So we have little cheats that we do to achieve that. And we know what materials to use and how to back materials to absorb as much sound as possible. We call it in our studio, we call it losing your voice. When you are in a space and you want the musical acoustics to be a really high level, we want to absorb as much sound and have the least amount of reverb in the space. And when you do that and you talk, I don't know if you noticed when you're in that space, when I speak, there's no reflectional sound of my own voice. And it's quite a nice cocooning environment to be in. It absorbs everything. And when that happens, it creates calmness within the space. Also, at that point, you can have the music quite loud within that space, but still have a perfect conversation with somebody. So when we achieve that, we always try and aim for that. And when we achieve it, it's such a perfect ambience within a home or in a restaurant setting.
Yes.
You know?
And you mentioned the word sensory. And for us, we believe that interior design is more than just the aesthetics. So that's why we start with a narrative, and we say that our studio here, we do narrative design more than interior design, because we believe this narrative stage that we start with on a project, even before we've taken a pencil and imagined what the space will look like, we imagine how we want people to feel in that space. And for us, that is the most important thing. I think if you manage to make people connect with the space on a sensory level, so that includes scents as well, fragrances for homes, and obviously tactile elements. It's not just the look. And the acoustics are just so essential to that. If we really wanted people to connect with the space on a sensory level, even before they had a chance to analyze the aesthetics. So you walk in the space, as James says, you might notice that suddenly as you walk into the library, your voice doesn't travel as far. And the sound is quite pure, but you can still hear people talking around you. You can still understand what music is playing. And so the sensory is a secret layer. It's a hidden layer of interior design, really.
We had a a gig in there the other day. We had a gig in there with a guy called Josh Barry. Acoustically, he's incredible. His vocal range is insane. But we had 30 people in this space, and this space was it's quite a compact space, right?
Yes, it is tight.
It was quite hot in there.
It's a challenge to get 30 in there.
But acoustically, I was quite pleased because acoustically it worked so well. It created energy. He was standing in the middle of the room and the energy was all focused on that middle point.
Yeah.
Because of the curvature of those units we've created.
Well, yes, exactly. So James mentioned the materials, but it's also the geometry of the room. And when you visited, you saw that we were given a squarish room, but we've created a curve. So that relates back to our narrative and the central rug that is based around sound studies. Everything radiates from the central point. And as you know, with sound, the curve is the softest and in some circumstances the best shape to kind of direct the sound and control the sound. So that central point is really key.
Yeah, you can when you stand in the middle of the room on the carpet in the middle, the ambient sound is completely different.
I must say it's very refreshing to hear interior designers talking about sound in this way. It's often I think one of the challenges that integrators in our audience face will be that the designer might have chosen very hard reflective surfaces and not really thought about the acoustic treatment of the space until it's too late.
We learned through projects and we've learned through experience of working with specialist acoustics, and we are currently designing a members club for Ronnie Scott's, the jazz venue in London. But we spent a few years designing the House of Coco, which is a members club,
yeah.
A members club in Camden, which is based around music. And that's all it's about. So even before we started designing, we had to think about the technical goal that we had, which was to achieve the best sound. And in some cases, we designed things that weren't the best for the space, or sharp angles and hard materials that had to be replaced. So it's learning through collaborating with all these experts that were a bank of knowledge.
Yeah.
And then now that we can apply to our projects, and especially at Wow House, and kind of already knowing what would be the best solution. So for instance, we designed the bookcases in the room and they're lined in a thick pile, mohair and velvet, and the shelves are in silk. So using fabrics and soft finishes as much as possible, just to emphasize that comfort that you get when you enter the room.
But also when you have that curvature in the space and the front of it is very acoustically absorbent, the back of those units are quite, like you say, high gloss, and they're high gloss timber, and they're based on old
Lucia cases,
yeah, which are great. But the reason they're a hard surface on the back of them is because when you get the, I can get really geeky, I won't. When you get the sound wave bounce behind, which is captured by most of the curtain, that will still reflect, but then it's reflected against a hard surface and then back on itself. So you're retaining any sound reverb behind those structures. So that was the design intent, really.
And whilst we talk nuts and bolts and geekiness, can you talk to me about the brands then, the people who've supported you to deliver that music experience?
We worked with great collaborators on this library with AWE and Bowers & Wilkins speakers. What is great when you're using products that are high-end and really thought of and designed so carefully and specifically is that the sound doesn't need to be loud to be heard, or for you to hear the notes. And, you know, it's quite pure, isn't it?
Those speakers that give out a really, really pure sound wave, it's great. But the positioning of those speakers we had to work on. We played around a bit with the positioning where they were going to go. Luckily it's a shelving unit, so we could have it at different heights and different widths and stuff. I think we got it in the perfect position, so the reverberation from each of those speakers centered right to the center of the room. But the clarity on those speakers is quite insane.
It's beautiful. And we really, so the space is a library, it's aimed at anyone who collects any form of knowledge, it could be books, but in this instance, it's music, it's records. And we work within, you know, it's 2025, it's a specific level of technology available, but what we love is also being analog. So on those speakers,
we always say we're kind of analog designers.
Yes, but on those speakers, which are some of the best technology, we're playing vinyl records that are old jazz records, and it's having that mix and that balance between a very old jazz record that you're listening to on quite a pure new technology speaker or current technology.
But there's nothing better than listening to an old analog vinyl record. It's so pure for me.
And I talked about tactility earlier, and that is a really tactile musical experience that I think gets you closer to that emotional feeling of listening to music.
What I love, a lot of people hate it, they want pure digital sound, right? But I love the crackle and I love the dust, you know?
But do you remember when we opened the box, when we installed the library, I said to you, smell these.
Oh yeah, smell these records.
It was just, you know, it takes you elsewhere. Right. You kind of disconnect.
You said, God, it smells like my grandfather.
Yes, because for me, that's what it reminded me of. It was him listening to his records. So, but, you know, for us, we grew up with music. I grew up in a family where music was played so loud, you could hear it from three houses down the road. And that was our Sunday morning, you know, listening to Sade and to some of the best in the 80s and 90s. And
still do, right?
Still do. And my grandfather was a jazz drummer, French jazz drummer. So again, you know, these vinyl records, they do bring back memories, but that's what we have in our house with our children as well. Mm. So trying to pass that on to generations, and also, you know, inviting that slightly slower pace in life. And it's okay to have to turn the vinyl over, and it's part of the experience.
Yeah, 100%. I think for us, the analog experience and the clarity of the speakers that we're using, it's just worked so well within that space. But I don't know if you noticed, but sometimes we've got some of your grandfather's song playing.
Sometimes,
you
yes.
can hear him drumming in the room around lunchtime.
Beautiful. How have visitors reacted?
Some of them there's quite a shock. Like, almost they didn't expect it. Have you noticed that?
I think there's a strong contrast with the rooms that are either side of us as well, that are very bright. On one end you have a very colourful room, and just before, a very neutral room. So as you enter our room, one, the geometry is different, but also the sound effect that we were trying to achieve that actually works really well. Mm-hmm. People pause, and that is what we were trying to achieve. We wanted people to feel something different in the space.
And feel comfortable, feel like they could actually lounge.
A lot of people want to stay.
Yeah, they do.
They sit on the sofa or on the listening chair.
Or they come back.
Yes.
but there's been a lot of appraisal. I've been quite touched by a lot of people's points and stuff. I'm quite amazed how effective it's been. Really.
Absolutely. And we wanted to do something unconventional. So sometimes it can be a bit of a gamble. But this is who we are. So, you know, you find your match. And it seems to be very successful, and people enjoy that they're listening to music. They have a link to our playlist, and then they can reconnect with the room once they've left. But it's been great. And all the collaborators that have accepted to work with us on this project have been wonderful. And the collective effort with, you know, short lead times, available products, and what we could have in the lead times that we had.
Speed of manufacture.
It just worked out really well. So we're very thankful to all the collaborators that have participated.
I am staggered that you've achieved what you've built in, 5 days? So, and no doubt months in the planning, but those 5 critical days to get it to the point it's at. And it is absolutely wonderful what you've done. So Thank you so much, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
You can find out more about the Integrated Home on our social channels at Integrated Home Podcast. We support Together for Cinema. We are a Wildwood Plus production.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is a community interest company that collaborates with the AV industry to design and install cinema rooms in children's hospices and other deserving locations across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors and integrators freely giving of their time, products and expertise, we've created 46 dedicated cinemas, equivalent to an installation value of about £1.2 million. In these special places, families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together and helping to create very, very special memories. Help our industry continue to make a difference. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to make short lives just that little bit better.